This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As we mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts natural feelings inside us. And one of the natural feelings is the love between the opposite gender. And that's absolutely natural. And that's absolutely something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved. However, He also taught us how to channel these feelings. And that's why the marriage comes in. And marriage is in the Quran. And one of the most common verses that is recited during marriage, or you also see it even in the wedding invitations, is the verse in Surah Ar-Rum. Out of His signs, miracles and signs that I will reflect on, that khalaqa lakum, created to you from among you, mate. And we have discussed this before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, Adam was lonely, so He created Hawa, Eve, from his rib. Here, the same thing. And Allah now, the generations to come, that marriage is the right channel to translate the feelings between a man and a woman. And He described here what feelings should we have in marriage. He didn't say love, subhanAllah. He said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. What is mawadda? Affection. Yes. But also friendship. Also intimacy. Mercy. Taking care of each other, trusting each other, sacrifice for each other. It all goes under mawadda. And it's interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is of course the richness of the Arabic language, where one word contains many meanings in the English language. And then He didn't say only the mawadda, but He said wa rahma. Rahma here is mercy, loving mercy. It's grace, and even includes pity. So not always things, as we all know, goes very smooth during marriage. Feelings of love changes, and they should change to the mawadda. But sometimes the mawadda may be less. Something happens, then the rahmah has to come. Because once I have the mercy, even if I don't have the love feelings, the mercy will keep me going to treat my spouse in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very interesting how the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use. And then He ended the verse, it's also a sign. So He started it with a sign, and He ended, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. In ذَلِك, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ, meaning in this, what is this? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from you, from among you, Adam, mate, and then He made these feelings. It's signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who reflect, those who think. So when things doesn't go well, feelings changes. I need to pause a little bit and remember what was the goal, what are the feelings that I should have in marriage. That's number one. Marriage in Islam is highly recommended. Naturally, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam addressed young people specifically. He said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, youth, men and women, alaykum bilba'a, get married. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ, cannot do it, can't afford, فَلْيَصُمْ, fast. Why? Because it will keep the chastity. It will protect the chastity for it. So again, Islam, when it rules the community or the Muslim community, chastity and morality is extremely important. And the only way to channel naturally the way that pleases Allah, our feelings that He put in us, is through marriage. Another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help three people make their life easy. Subhanallah. Three people. It is haqqun ala Allah yu'inahum. It is like a right upon Allah to help them to make things easy. And one of them is the young person who wants to get married for chastity, but he cannot. Meaning, he can't afford it. And actually, marriage came as an order in the Quran in Surah An-Nur. The chapter of the light, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, marry ذي الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإيمائكم. Get married to the righteous people, man or a woman. And then Allah knows that, you know what, I can't afford it. I don't know if I can do that. إن يكونوا فقراء. If they were poor, يغنيهم الله من فضله. Allah will make them rich. And richness is not only Allah will give physical money or physical things, but also makes you content inside. So we really, as Muslims, need to look at marriage as it's the nucleus of this community. And it is not only feelings, but it is responsibility comes with it, sacrifice, patience, all this. And this natural love feeling will translate into the real feelings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us. Again, friendliness, taking care of each other, compassionate, all these in marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every marriage. Ya Rabbi Ameen, may it make it easy for everyone. May Allah make every marriage that is going through difficulties easier and easier. Ya Rabbi Ameen.